and she had to be milked under the shed in this sanitary, which was screened. And you see this, they had a milk house that was screened off. Well, it's the boys' milk. They didn't have milkers because we didn't have a big dairy. And they had to take this milk into this little screened house, which was right at the end of the, it was cemented too.
So this was a separate structure?
Yeah, that was altogether separate.
Then, how many cows could they milk, or could they take in there at one time?
Oh, well, they could only put four at a time, because they was, one sister helped milk, and only had two brothers, and they put about three at a time. They would all milk, only milked about 12, maybe 12, 15. I didn't milk because...
You didn't milk?
No, I told them that I had everything else to do, and if I learned to milk, I'd have to milk. So I stayed away from the barn. And Uncle Harold, the oldest boy, didn't milk either. Uncle Ray and Uncle Hoyt and Uncle Earl and your Aunt Weenie, as you call her, my sister, she could milk. Aunt Boots could milk too. They could all milk, but the oldest one and me, we didn't learn.
Is there? Well, I think
you were
very smart.
Yeah, I know I was, because I'd have had to milk.
All right, let's see, I have a few little things here. Did you hear?
Yes, I
heard.
All right.
And I have it many times.
I have heard it many times.
All right. Talking about a man that perhaps you've heard his name, say a politician perhaps. You haven't met him yourself, but you're familiar with him. Somebody might say, well, do you know Mr. Smith? And you might say, well, I really don't know him, but I might have
heard of him.
All right. Would you ever hear it say, I've heard tell of him?
I've heard tell of him. I have. Expression.
Would you be likely to use that, do you think? Or
No. I don't think I would. I might, but I try to talk a little better than I have heard of him.
All right. Do you ever hear anyone around here use the word any? Now, I haven't. It's on this interview, but I really haven't run across it in Mississippi at all. If somebody would say something like, you're going, any, meaning we think it's a contraction for ain't it. Now, I
wouldn't
expect you to say it, and I wondered if you might have heard someone.
No, I have never heard that word used at all.
You have? I really don't. I have never run across it either, but we're very curious because it has turned up enough.
No.
And we're curious to know what it means.
What it means.
E-N-T-Y, the best we can figure out.
Never heard it.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but my husband...
did. My husband's dead.
Or saying present tense, he
does.
Does that boy care how he looks with all that long hair? No, he care. He
doesn't.
All right. If someone asks you about something and said, are you sure about that? You might say, well, I'm not.
Too sure.
All right. Do you ever say, I'm not for sure?
For sure.
How would you be likely to say it? Would you say, I'm not for sure, or that's not for sure, or I'm not sure?
I think I would say, I'm not sure.
Okay. Which, and in a case like this, I just want you to tell me which one sounds the most natural to you.
Well, I'm
not
sure.
It's not correct
or
incorrect.
I'm not sure that I have. I'd probably say that I'm not sure that I have.
Oh, okay. Fine. Another one of that kind of question. Talking about people who get together and gossip about things, would you be more likely to say, they say he did that, or people say he did that?
I've heard.
Both of them?
Yeah. Say I've heard of them, no.
No.
I might have to say it. I don't know if I'd, which way I would use it.
Okay, that's fine. We were talking about the barn and the crib. I think we covered most of these questions. The upper part of the barn.
It's the loft.
All right. Now, was this the only place in the barn where hay was stored?